Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug sent me an update on the Corvette story. A couple days ago, I told you about how a guy had put a deposit on a Corvette at a dealership here in America. And then when he was told that his Corvette had come in, he called and said, okay, I'm going to come get it. And on the way there, his friend said, by the way, what's the out-the-door price? Do you know what the actual price is? And he said, well, I've got a purchase agreement that says yes. And the guy goes, you may want to call him just to double check. So they call and they're told, oh, by the way, the price has gone up. There's a premium for that car because it's so rare. And of course, there was a signed agreement saying that there was no premium. So I did a story about that a couple days ago. And of course, now there's an update. And I always tell you, if there's updates, I will let you know. This update from CorvetteBlogger.com. Chevy dealer surprises 2020 Corvette buyer with $10,000 market adjustment at delivery with updates by Keith Cornett. So I told you the story. It's Anthony Caruso who told the story on his Facebook page about a car dealership in California who had a signed agreement with him to sell him a car for about $85,000. He put $1,000 down to lock in the price and the sale and was getting ready to make the 375-mile trip there when his friend, who he said has a judicial background, suggested he call and get the final price. Now, I mentioned the odd phrasing there of judicial background because I suspect that means he's not an attorney. And I had several people who apparently got offended when I simply asked, what does judicial background mean? Because he could be a judge, former judge, a court clerk, I don't know. And I had somebody who got very angry and said, Steve, some of those people know a lot about the law. Absolutely, they do. That's why I'm curious to know what the guy's background is. I'd like to know that. I don't question everything rhetorically. Sometimes I actually want to know the answers. So the man's got a judicial background and said, you should call and get a final price. So when he calls, they find out that, no, there's going to be a $10,000 premium we didn't tell you about before. A double secret premium. At that point, my friend laughed out loud saying, perfect, tell him to take pictures of the docs and text them to me ASAP. And of course, now the guy's knowing that something's going on. So there is an update. But before that all happened, by the way, apparently that car was also posted for sale with an even higher price on the internet. Because the dealership was thinking about not giving this guy even with a $10,000 bump. They were hoping they could bump it even higher with somebody else. Auto Evolution says that the Chevy dealership posted the black 3LT coupe on its website with a selling price of $105,000. They had it up there on their site with an MSRP since when it was in transit in September, said Anthony, the man who Facebooked all this. I emailed them expressing interest, pretending I was somebody else. I got an email that the car was sold to the person that ordered it last year, which of course would have been him. So here's the update. It appears that the dealership did the right thing and delivered the man's car to him at the original agreed upon price. Anthony posted a photo on Sunday showing him with his son and his judicial friend as they picked up the black Corvette Stingray. He writes on Facebook, picked up my C8 today at MSRP as promised. Thank you for all the help. So the man got his Corvette. He got his Corvette at the price that was in the purchase agreement. And I've mentioned before, and I'll mention it again because it bears repeating, is that a purchase agreement, it's a document, often called a purchase agreement, sales contract, purchase contract, but something of that nature. Many states have requirements that there be a purchase agreement. And Michigan, for instance, if you're a car dealer, you must have a purchase agreement that every single person who buys a car from you signs that you fill out that contains information mandated by the state. And they do that so there is no confusion. No confusion. People can't come back and say, hey, look, you promised me this, you promised me that. Guess what? It's all right there in the purchase agreement. It eliminates all of those kinds of arguments, seemingly. The problem here is we know what happened. And you know, this isn't rocket science. There's a hot car, and dealerships want to sell cars. So they're selling cars. And then later they realize, oh, we could have gotten more for that one if we'd tried a little harder. And instead of chalking it up to experience, going, well, we'll learn that next time, they go, let's see if we can wring some more money out of the guy now. And so many purchase agreements do have escape clauses. Almost all of them are aimed to help the dealership escape. But they often will have things in there that says, you know, if certain contingencies happen, we can either back out of this agreement, or renegotiate a price, or tack on something if a price is something that, you know, like, so if they agreed to sell you the car at MSRP, okay, and then the MSRP actually changed dramatically, then presumably they have the right to tack that price on. Of course, if you want to work this both ways, if the MSRP dropped, they should give you a discount, right? Try seeing if that works. And so generally speaking, it's things like that that would be out of their control, out of their control. So if something is out of their control, it would make sense that, well, that's something we have to address. But here where it's simply, hey, look, we'd really like to be greedy here and make some more money off of you. Is that okay with you? No, it's not okay with you. And so it worked out in the end. I can also tell you that somebody else said, Steve, they're doing it for all the free publicity. Look how much you're talking about them. I haven't mentioned the name of the dealership. So other people have, but I haven't, because I'm actually sensitive to that. I do know that there are some businesses out there that view all publicity as good publicity. I don't know the dealership wants this kind of publicity, but I've not mentioned the name of the dealer. And frankly, I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't surprise me that any dealer does this, because pretty much any dealer could have done this and it wouldn't have been that big of a news story, except that this just happened to be the new C8 Corvette, which right now is hot. And so if you can get your hands on one, I applaud you, but be careful of them trying to, like I said, wring more money out of you. So Doug sent me the story. Corvette blogger ran it along with the update. And like I said, it's a happy ending story. The man got his Corvette at the agreed upon price. He had to wait a while to get it, but then again, there's a wait for these things. And his friend with a judicial background helped him. Again, I'm just curious. Is the man a former judge? Did he work in a courthouse? I'm just curious. So I did have several people ask me about the comment I made in my last video where another blogger had said, if this man is forced to sue, he will win. And they said it like it was just a carve it in stone done deal. And number one, there are no slam dunk winners in life in courtrooms. But number two, I pointed out that it depends on what state you're in, because some states don't have laws where you can get your attorney fees recouped. So if it cost the man $10,000 to sue to get his $10,000 back, that ain't a win. It's a Pyrrhic victory, as I said before, and I'll say it again. It's a cool word, Pyrrhic. And so you need to be in a state that allows for the recovery of attorney fees in a consumer setting. So if this had happened in Michigan, I would have to explain to somebody and say, on principle, we could go after that money, but we might spend $10,000 getting your $10,000 back. And at which point, what have you accomplished? So the man's in California. I suspect that they've got some laws that might allow for this in a consumer setting, but it's been a long time since I've looked at the California law on that. So I went to law school in California, but it's a long time ago. And we didn't study consumer laws at that time. So Keith Cornett wrote the story for CorvetteBlogger.com. Doug sent it to me. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Nothing happens by accident. You are exactly where you're meant to be.